coding machine, Lecter.
According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new Lecter decoding machine.
All I want is that Lecter.
All? Are you sure that's all you want?
What are you after? The girl on the Lecter?
Well, obviously it's a threat. And the bait is a cipher machine. A brand new Lecter.
Lecter, no less. The CIA's been after one of those for years. Well, I don't know too much about cryptography, sir, but Lecter could decode their top secret signals.
In any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the Lecter decoder. They have wanted one for years.
We were keeping you alive until you could get us the Lecter.
So you had me deliver it on a plate. That's brilliant.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this evening for Lecter Decoder. I'm Haley.
Good evening. I am Jason.
And this is another special funding drive episode. We've still got another week of funding drive at CGLO where we're trying to raise money for the station for various things. Jason, want to tell us about it?
CGLO 1690. It can't run without your support, folks. So why we do our fundraising? I mean, because the station is so important. And there are so many things, great things that they can do with that money. They hire Concordia students. They teach them new skills. They raise them. They mold them. Right now, Concordia students are little blocks of clay, and they turn them into full-blown golems. It's amazing. We need a new board. This board it's seen better days. We need to upgrade this board. And the other thing that CGLO does, and it's the coolest thing that they do, is they put on events. They put on shows. They put on everything. They make the city into the city that it could be.
It's so true. Tons of great events, including like the kind that they do for Funding Drive. They're still coming up on Wednesday. There's a launch for the mixtape, the latest edition of the mixtape from The Oven, our in-house production studio, where like they do lots of band sessions. So they're putting out the Volume 6 mixtape, which should be really fun. And on Friday, they're doing an all-nighter broadcast from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. And, of course, every event CGLO does, you know, with your funding, they can pay local artists, you know, for their awesome work. So it's really great to support.
And from what I understand, if we do get enough donations today, there will be somebody hired who will feed me grapes. I'll just have to lean back in a beautiful chaise longue and grapes will be fed to me.
That's true as well. So if you want Jason to be fed grapes, please donate. Also today, we're having a special episode because we have an unreleased track we're going to play for you guys.
Oh my goodness.
A little Lecter Decoder exclusive.
The Lecter exclusive.
So stay tuned for that later in the show.
Mm-hmm. Haley?
Yep.
Could you press the REM button?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Your number's called, you're long, long gone.
Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies!
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal.
I know she ain't cool. as you're born anew.
You guys are listening to Lector Decoder on CGLO 1690 AM. We just heard Deej by Misha Gods, which is off their new mixtape that just came out, which is amazing. What did you think of that track, Jason?
Oh, I loved it. It's raw. It's emotional. It's available on all streaming platforms.
That's true, including Bandcamp, which is great for supporting artists. So check it out there. I love this album. It also ends with like a great cover of All Apologies, but Leah's original tunes are also incredible. Mm. But don't just listen to it online. Better yet, head down to Permission Festival, which is happening this Friday. It's an underground music and arts fest that's happening at La Sotoranea. I think that's at 4848 Sailor Moon Boulevard. And you can hear Misha Gods perform that track live, along with bands like Taunt the Disaster, Tiff Frost, and London Dog, before DJ sets take it away late into the night. I think it's going until 3 a.m. So if you like Deej, check that event out.
And once you're done at 3 a.m., you're going to tune into CJLO 1690 a.m. You're going to tune in. You're going to check out the all-nighter that's happening that night on the radio station so you can keep the party going.
Hell yeah. Mm. Before that, we heard, of course, to open the show, Talk About the Passion from REM off their debut album, Murmur. Then we heard Braids from Montreal band Ribbon Skirt, followed by Cherry Hard Candy from Snowcaps. Snowcaps is the new record and project from the Crutchfield sisters, Allison and Katie Crutchfield. Of course, Katie of Waxahachie.
Allison of Swearin'.
Yeah, true. Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they tour because I'm really liking this record. After that, we heard Terraforming Moons. That's by Whitby, Ontario-based musician Mapov off new album Afterglades. And Deej by Misha Gods. November 7th at the SOT. Don't miss it.
CJLO's 1690. It is our funding drive, our second best and last funding drive episode.
True.
Please, if you can hear this right now, please confirm that you can hear us over the air by sending a donation in to CJLO.
Yeah, you can go to cjlo.com. All the details are there. You'll see that you can donate for gifts, like a ton of great CJLO merch, also like a punk zine that was made, a new mixtape that's coming out on Wednesday, or you can donate for a tax receipt. And if you mention Electro Decoder as your show you want to support, you can get some special extra prizes that are listed on our Instagram if you want to check that out.
They've got some beautiful t-shirts available, folks. I'm buying 50 of them, and I'm only going to wear CJLO t-shirts every day of the week. I'm going to label them Monday through Sunday.
What a dream that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe we should go to our last week topic. What was our topic last week, Jason?
Last week, we were looking for moments of radio that moved you.
And we got someone write in,
mm-hmm.
as we do every week.
Of course.
But this week, they wrote more than normal. MJ from Plateau said that her favorite radio moment that moved her is It's Delilah. Of course, that's Delilah from Star 92.9.
Mm-hmm.
Longtime veteran of the airwaves. MJ writes, not so much for her guests or her advice. Okay, shots fired. But just that hook plus her voice. Instant cozy reading in bed as a kid vibes. And fun fact, she adds, per wiki, Delilah has been married 4 times and divorced 3 times. Delilah has also had as many as 15 children, 11 of whom were adopted.
You know you're doing well on the children front when they start quantifying it as many, like when they change it into an estimate.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Could be more. Could be less. Yeah. We're not quite sure. And this week, our favorite topic. Oh, yeah. Well, our topic's going to be favorite cover performance because I don't know. I'm sure some of you guys went to the Divas night that CJLO had the other day. And that was a hoot, was it not?
I have no idea. I stayed in. I stayed in and watched baseball, but I understand there was a good time had by all.
It was a great time. Unfortunately, I had to miss the first couple acts. There was a parking fiasco, but I had a great time. They had local artists perform as famous pop divas like Madonna, like Lady Gaga, Lily Allen. There was a band that did Queen. There was someone that did Rico Nasty. So it was very, very fun. So we're curious to hear, what are your favorite cover performances that you've seen live or heard recorded?
Any good ones coming to mind for you, Haley?
None right now.
I'll say this. Speaking of Leah, we heard her do Nirvana cover, right? She did All Apologies.
Yeah.
And I got to say this for this Kurt Cobain cat. He covered The Man Who Sold the World. Smartest cover ever. It's a great Bowie song. Nobody knows it. He managed to claim it. There's young people. They have no idea who David Bowie is right now. They only know the Kurt Cobain version. Brilliant.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. Her version's really good.
So if you guys have any ideas for that topic, please write into us at lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com. That's Lector with a K, like Cars for Kids.
Stop saying that.
Uh-huh.
All right, what are we doing now?
I believe there's a Club of the Week, Haley.
Yep, that's right. Club of the Week this week is Ensemble Concordia. Student housing too affordable right now?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, they're working to triple it. All those nice new gender-neutral bathrooms, tearing them down. Who needs them? Gonna get rid of the bike racks, too, to make room for 3 shiny new parking spots on the downtown campus. So if you're looking to join, and you're not from Concordia, don't fret. The president of the club just transferred yesterday. So get in touch with Ensemble Concordia.
Well, a very unique club for Concordia with no greater ramifications.
Yeah. For sure. internal screaming. Funding drive initiatives we talked about, but just a reminder that if you donate $50, you can dunk Jason's head in a toilet and flush it. So I just want to remind the listeners of that.
I find it hard to believe, but at this point, nobody has donated $50 to dunk my head into a toilet. I might get out scot-free this year.
I hope not. You guys have until, I think, Saturday or Sunday, and you can pool your money together. Get your friends together to give one collective swirly. Jason, I think you have a This Week in Sitcom History for us.
I do. On This Week in Sitcom History, on a very special episode of the seminal alien show Third Rock from the Sun, airing November 3rd, 1996, the episode was titled Dicks, Taters, Dictators. All right. Dick Solomon, played by the People's Dumbledore himself, John Lithgow, starts a French fry company with a unique shape of potato that is commonplace on his alien home planet, but heretofore unknown on planet Earth. Dick's Taters starts doing big business and is eating up most of Dick's time, which gives him an idea. What if he employed his physics students for slave labor at the tater farm? Sally, Harry, and Tommy easily assimilate through the newfound roles as cruel taskmasters, but it's Dr. Mary Albright, played by Jane Curtin, Dick's on-again, off-again love interest and colleague at Pendleton State, who rescues the students and informs Dick that he can't treat the student body as his own personal labor supply. When Dick tries to divest from Dick's Taters, he's halted from selling the intellectual property to the Potato Pals by a visit from guest star William Shatner as the Big Giant Head, who says the fry shape actually belongs to him and says the gang now owes him a few months' labor on the alien potato farm. They don't air this one much anymore, but Dick's Taters Dictators lives on this week in sitcom history.
Amazing. Alien Potato Farm. That's really something.
It's something.
All right. You guys heard us talking earlier about a cool unreleased track we're going to play for you, and it's finally time. This track is from a band that we mentioned earlier, Permission, the festival on Friday that Misha Goth's going to be playing at. Well, the headliner is Taunt the Disaster, who will be making, I think, like a little bit of a comeback after a year away at the festival on Friday, and they have an upcoming EP, which I'm hearing described as a messy, beautiful punch in the gut.
Ooh.
So I'm keen for that.
And most importantly, this is a Lecter exclusive, folks. You're hearing it here first. So if you enjoy it, you gotta turn out, you gotta show out, you gotta show what kind of a big audience Lecter Decoder actually has.
For sure. Check out the festival. I hear this track is really, like, you know, a product of the crazy times we're living in, trying to cope with it all. It's called Fear Won't Make It Better, and spoiler alert, it won't. And they're going to be playing the entire EP at the Permission Festival on November 7th. So if you dig what you're hearing right now, check it out. Drop by. I know I'm going to be there.
And let's play the song.
Woo!
Thank you. down a bit. He didn't write the words that were smart. John, he hated minor thrills, thought them too absurd. I recommended that to make the girls so. Adulation, how he loved it. All that action, ego was digging it. And party, party, Roman women, party, party.
A long way from writer's brain.
Stravinsky's only smash, he didn't need the cash. Gave it all away, he was selfless. NAACP, many charities, royalties to hell for the worthless. Still more action, carefully go. All that action, don't overdo it, pal. And party, party, take it easy. Party, party,
two girls and now he's on the
dance floor. Ego, he can move like a pro. Dance floor, ego, as Stravinsky could go. Slight. But it gave him some charm. Slipped and fell, but didn't see any harm. Stravinsky's only hit, he toned it down a bit. He didn't write the words that was by John. A chorus and a verse, he seemed to be at this. I recommended them to keep the hearts throb. Grammy winner, as expected. Now Stravinsky
shunned all the party people.
Second thoughts and deep misgivings. Reputation,
how can you blame him as the
bitterness crept in. Got the best of him, felt he had the down. On the national folk, laid off on the go. Wasn't quite as fun. Staged a bit, seems as timely now as you'll hear now. Say so, say so, say so, say so. With his great ballets, Firebird and all. They don't list his hit, guess it doesn't fit. Heard it at the mall. I don't see it as an object of shame. Brave of ego to have entered the game. All he misses is a midnight massage. Love, no record, probably in his garage.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9 right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey everybody, this is John Dwyer from The OCs, and you're listening to CJLO.
CJLO 1690 Funding Drive episode
of Lecter Decoder.
Lecter Decoder. You guys heard Fear Won't Make It Better. Their new song, a new song, Elector Sclusi.
Not even out yet.
Not even out yet. From Taunt the Disaster, from an upcoming EP. As far as I can tell, this EP doesn't even have a name. And we already have songs for you. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
You guys can follow these guys over on Instagram. They have a bunch of shirtless pics on there. I highly suggest you check that out. After that, we heard Pretty, parentheses, Ugly Before, close parentheses. That's by Elliot Smith, his final vinyl single before his mysterious passing.
Devastating track. Mm. Amazing album. I love Elliot Smith.
And that one on the perhaps aptly titled Suicide Squeeze label. We heard we heard Minneapolis band Now from their new EP. The EP is titled 01. Is that right? Or just 1?
Yep. 01-1. It's definitely not their first EP, if that clears anything up.
That doesn't clear anything up. They're singing to us, but that one is called Talk to God. And that one's available over on Mood Ring Records. And we heard one of Spark's many hits, but this one was called Stravinsky's only hit. And a special shout out to our station manager, whom we love, Lisa Rupnick.
Thanks so much, Lisa, for the request. I haven't heard that song probably since I saw Sparks perform it on their steady Drip Drip. Drip Drip or Drip Drip Drip? I don't remember right now, but I saw them in Toronto. They played that track. It was a great time.
Remember that you too can request a song by making a donation to CJLO and mentioning Lecter Decoder during this funding drive. We'd be happy to play you a song, especially if you choose one as good as that. Thank you to Rupnick. And I'm calling her Rupnick. I think of her like Newman or Bjork. She's kind of mononymous.
For sure.
Speaking of mononymous, we also heard Laura from Christopher Owen's Girls from their classic album. Mm-hmm. So how about that?
How about that? What a name. What a track.
What a lineup.
I love that song. What should we talk about now? Well, Funding Drive. It's our last show of Funding Drive, which is kind of a bummer because it's been really fun. I've been going to every Funding Drive event, and I'm going to try to keep doing that. Go to the one on Wednesday. The launch for the mixtape, Baked in the Oven Volume 6, is happening at Will's Bar. I think that's on De l'Esplanade in the Mile End. So I'm definitely going to check that out. Of course, there's the all-nighter broadcast, 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. on Friday. So still lots of fun to have, lots of opportunities to donate, get some merch at the same time, get some prizes.
Remember, CJLO is one of the most important institutions in the community of Montreal, and especially in NDG. They put on great events. They broadcast amazing radio, and you guys should tune in and try and donate as much as you can.
Yeah, we appreciate every penny.
Yep. Haley, do you have a joke of the day for us today?
I do have a joke of the day. It's a knock-knock joke.
Okay.
Jason, knock-knock.
Knock-knock. Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell. That's why I knocked.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. This has been Joke of the Day.
Very exciting segment, as always. I believe we have some thank yous to give out.
We do. We want to thank everyone at CJLO.
Our listeners, of course.
And especially everyone who's contributed to the funding drive so far. Thank you very much.
Rupnick.
For that great... You know, great pro station managing, but also that amazing suggestion. Mm-hmm. Want to thank Max from Permission Fest for sharing that unreleased track by Taunt the Disaster with us.
We want to thank the Trivago guy.
Terrence Young.
Craig Sauvé's hat.
Hazel May.
The Saturday Night Live featured players.
And of course, the Thunder Bay Amateur Sleuth Society.
Go team! Okay, so please, this week, if you think of us, send us in your jokes, your ideas, your new clubs that you've started on campus. Send us in donations, most of all, donations, donations, donations. That's what I want to receive the most. Remember, you can reach us at lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com. That's Lector with a K, like cars for kids.
Stop promoting this company. They seem sketch. All right. If you guys joined us for CJLO Trivia Night this week at Star Bar, you could have maybe identified this song in round two.
Well, listen, most likely you probably were there. Every person in the city was seemingly there. It was standing room only. They were pushing us aside to try and deliver pizzas to people.
It was crazy, and the pizza smelled delicious. I should have had one. We didn't do that great, our team.
We did pretty good.
We were kind of in the middle of the pack.
Listen, this is the thing you have to do at trivia, people. You make strong alliances with the much smarter teams. I highly recommend that.
For sure. I think the much smarter team we were trying to ally with called themselves the Winners or something. So
it was an easy bid for us.
Yeah. So we're going to close with a song that was on that trivia night. I think I can start it and speak over it for a second. This is Death from Above 1979 with Little Girl for Electro Decoder. I'm Haley.
I'm Jason. Good night.
Have a great night.
Donate.
See this.